me ask you a question. Have you lost hope in your faith walk? Does your life seem hopeless? Does the Bible have anything to say about it? Let's talk about it today.
Coming to you from the radio studios of Souls Harbor Covenant Church in Miami, Florida, USA, this is Walking in Power, a dynamic life application Bible study with Bern Zumpano, anointed author and teacher of authentic Christian doctrine. Bern Zumpano's spirit-filled teachings on practical Christianity have touched and transformed the lives of many people who have opened their hearts to God's Holy Spirit as a result of Bern's instructional teaching. Bern shows us how Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever, and how He can change your life and circumstances. We invite you now to listen in with family and friends as Bern discusses Christian issues and answers that will teach you to walk in the power and the knowledge of God through the Holy Spirit. And now, here's Bern.
Thank you, Glenn. Before we get started, let's pray. Father, on behalf of all of the people of Souls Harbor Church and all Christians worldwide, I come together in agreement, firstly speaking our voice of thanks, praise, glory, honor, exaltation, and majesty to your holy name, to all of the men of the earth and to the ends of the world. Anoint the people worldwide with eyes to see and ears to hear. We agree that all demonic scales are broken off of their spiritual eyes and ears, and that they will see and hear with the eyes and ears of your Holy Spirit. By the Spirit of power and might of your Holy Spirit, we call a clear, wide, open, unobstructed path cut to the heart, mind, soul, and spirit of every person listening, and to every man upon this earth, and agree that you will shine your light and truth upon them and into them. We agree for and call in, by faith, the greatest spiritual end-time harvest that the world has ever seen. Also in agreement, we bind Satan, the prince of the power of the air, the princes of the north, south, east, and west, all principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness, wicked spirits in high places, all territorial spirits everywhere, all ruler spirits over all communities and peoples worldwide, all spirits above, around, and below them, all spirits of antichrist, lies, deception, religion, witchcraft, python, unbelief, doubt, divination, all spirits of harm or immorality of any kind, all spirits of opposition, hindrance, interference, and obstruction, destruction, murder, theft, the Jezebel spirit, the Ahab spirit, the Absalom spirit, all spirits of slander, scandal, rumor, libel, defamation, maligning, derision, opinionated spirits, rumor and gossip, accusations, and false accusations, along with all of their physical and psychic attacks, assignments, and operations. We loose all the peoples everywhere from such activities, assignments, and attacks and operations, and call their strongholds down and destroyed, canceled, made null and void, cursed and destroyed at their roots, never more manifested or come to pass, rendered of no effect, judged, spoiled, and never seated, and decree any and all retaliation, revenge, or getting even permanently, immediately, completely, and continually forbidden, all in the mighty name of Christ Jesus. And in the authority of His name, Father, this is our faith confession, and we believe that we receive, and the saints said in agreement, Amen.
Greetings to you, my brothers and sisters in Christ, and friends of our radio listening audience. Welcome to our worldwide Bible study, where we're going to be talking today about what the Bible says about hope. The world is becoming increasingly evil, and we see more and more sin and more tragedy, more and more corruption. We see murders. We see hate. We see violence. We ask ourselves, what hope is there for the world or for my family, my children, my grandchildren, or my relatives in a world that is deteriorating? And it discourages, doesn't it? With that often comes a sense of hopelessness. We see tragedies, we see broken homes, we see divorces, we see illnesses, some severe, some fatal, and we look around and we wonder what's next. But the Bible has a different approach. The Bible tells us that we are to hope. Old Testament scripture tells us those who hope on the Lord will not be disappointed. God will come through for you. In Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11, we read, and this is God speaking, For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for good and not to harm you, to give you a future and a hope. You see, you may not be able to muster up sufficient hope for yourself, but God says he will give it to you in this verse. God will see you through. He will provide hope for you. Let me ask you a question. Do you know the difference between faith and hope? Well, the answer to that question is that faith addresses the present. Hope addresses the future. When you pray to God for something that you have need of, you must apply faith because you're addressing a present need. However, if there is something that you desire to come to pass in the future, you must then use hope. Because hope addresses the future, but at the same time, you must learn to faith confess it into existence. In other words, faith must be combined with a faith confession. A faith confession is extremely important. In Hebrews 3:1, we read that Jesus Christ is high priest of our confession, our faith-filled words. What does that mean? It means that Jesus hears our faith-filled words that we confess over our circumstances, and he takes those words to the Father in the heavenly tabernacle. And when he takes those words to the Father in the heavenly tabernacle, it says he is high priest of our confession in Hebrews 3 verse 1. What does he say to the Father? Our confession, our faith-filled words, that which we are confessing by faith and hoping for. Father God sits on the throne of grace. Your confession fulfills the law of the Spirit of life in Christ of Romans chapter 8, which is also the law of grace. Father God sits on the throne of grace. He hears your faith-filled words delivered by the Son of God to him. That fulfills the law of the Spirit of life in Christ, that is the law of grace. And Father God releases the grace from the throne, from him, upon you and your circumstances. See how it works? And it's all by backing it by faith, which is trust on Christ. So God has a great plan for your life if you will apply the principles of Scripture, and you will also find that life gets a lot smoother. In 1 Peter 1, verse 3 and 4, it says, He, that is the Lord Jesus Christ, has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Christ from the dead to an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading. Now watch this, kept in heaven for you. You see, God is carrying out a spiritual plan for your life also. And listen to what that first phrase is in 1 Peter 1, verse 3 and 4. He, that is Father God, has caused us to be born again to a living hope. We're talking about hope, folks. That living hope is an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, unfading, kept in heaven for you. Through what? Through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Why did Jesus resurrect from the dead? To prove to all men, that includes you and me, that we may have eternal life. You see, there's reason to hope. Our lives on this earth are passing. New Testament scripture says our life on this earth is as a vapor. As a wisp of smoke, in other words. It is passing. We have better. In Philippians 3:20, we realize what that is. It says, our citizenship is in heaven, and from it we await a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. And so in Titus chapter 2, verse 13, we read, rejoice in hope. Be patient in tribulation. Be constant in prayer. Tribulation is inevitable. We are all tested to some degree or another, continually on and off during our lives, and there is a reason for it. The New Testament scripture says, "The kingdom of God is entered through much suffering." Not even Jesus got through this existence without suffering. The Father required it of him. Are we to believe that we can get through this existence without some sort of suffering? What is its purpose? Our sanctification. Now, in the New Testament scripture, the word sanctification is interchangeable with the word holiness. God is working holiness in us. For what reason? To prepare us not only for this life, but for the afterlife, for life in the kingdom. And that's the reason why in Romans 12:12, the Spirit, through Paul, said, "Rejoice in hope. Be patient in tribulation. Be constant in prayer." And in Romans 8:18, the Spirit through Paul said, "The sufferings of this present time are not worth comparing with the glory that is to be revealed to us." You see, God has a plan. He has a plan for your life. It's a good plan for your life. Better plan for your life than anything you could ever come up with. And so Paul continues in Romans chapter 15, verse 4, and he says, "For whatever was written in former days was written for our instruction, that through endurance and through the encouragement of the Scriptures we might have hope." And I love to hear Revelations 21:4. It says of Christ, "He will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death shall be no more. Neither shall there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain any more, for the former things have passed away." And Acts 3 verse 21 tells us something wonderful to give us hope beyond hope. Speaking of Christ, it says, "Whom the heavens must retain until the time of the restoration of all things, spoken by all the prophets of old from the beginning of the ages." Isn't that something? God is going to restore all things. Actually, the book of Revelation says that. Jesus said, "Behold, I make all things new." And he said, "Behold, I give all a new name." In Lamentations chapter 3, verse 21 and to 23, we read, "But this I call to mind, and therefore I have hope. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness." He speaks to God. "Be of good courage." In Zephaniah chapter 3, verse 17, we read, "The Lord your God is in your midst, a mighty one who will save. He will rejoice over you with gladness. He will quiet you by his love. He will exult over you with loud singing." In other words, God has a plan to celebrate you. And you say, "Oh, I'm too unworthy. My life has been so sinful. I never seem to have done everything right. I've done so much harm in my past. I don't see how God could ever love someone like me or show mercy to someone like me." Friends, you get that kind of thought in your head and you are listening to the devil. Satan puts those kinds of thoughts in your head. Father God sent the Son, that is the Lord Jesus Christ, to be the Savior of the world. So what does that mean? It means the sin problem has already been dealt with. So when we sin, all we need to do is to repent back to relationship with the Lord from the heart, not from the head, from the heart, and just trust by faith that he continues to save us. In 1 John 1 verse 9, we read, For he, that is Christ, is quick and just to forgive us of all sins and cleanse us of all unrighteousness. Who will do it? He will do it. How? By your trust on him. Faith is trust on Christ. We walk by faith and not by sight, the New Testament scripture tells us. So be patient. In Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31, we read, "But they who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint." God will be the source of your strength. He will renew you. I know, life is tough. Sometimes we get discouraged. Sometimes our heads hang low. But in Romans 15:13, it says, "May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit you may abound in hope." How? By the power of the Holy Spirit. So the psalmist in the Old Testament Psalms, particularly Psalm 39, verse 7, confesses by mouth, "And now, O Lord, for what do I wait? My hope is in you." Brother and sister in Christ, friends of our radio listening audience, never give up. Never give up. God will see you through. And when he does see you through, you will know that you know that you know who it was that did it. There's an interesting thing that you need to know about God. He never comes when you want him, but he's always right on time. Now let me ask you a question. Do you know Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior? Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man goes to Father God except by me." And then the Holy Spirit, through Paul the Apostle, said, "There is no other name under heaven by which one may be saved." In other words, Christ is the only way of salvation. Jesus said, "I stand at the door and I knock." That's the door of the heart. "He who hears my voice and opens the door and invites me in, I will come into him and fellowship with him and he with me." In other words, Christ says he must be invited into the heart of man to be able to save a man from sin, self, and circumstances. Then he gives you a promise. He said, "I will manifest myself to him," in the Gospel of John. And then he said in Revelation 3, "I will fellowship with him." Socialize. Why? Because Father God loves his creation, and all are a part of his creation, and God desires an intimate relationship with you and to reveal himself as a living person to you. You see, the Christian faith walk is not a religion. It's a confession. And that confession is on a person, and his name is Christ Jesus. He will reveal himself to you. It will be self-proving. Are you ready? Pray this prayer now, won't you? Being willing to turn from your sin, the Lord Jesus Christ will clean you up and lead you into the things that you have to do next. Pray this prayer aloud.
Say, "Lord Jesus Christ, I'm a sinner. I can't save myself. I repent of my sins, all of them. I turn from them by my own free will. I renounce them. I ask your forgiveness. I invite you into my heart now to be Lord and Savior. That is, to lead me through life and save me. I confess you before men as the resurrected Christ. Come into me now, Lord Jesus Christ. I receive you by trusting faith and faith alone. Amen."
Now, if you prayed that prayer, get yourself into a Bible-believing, Spirit-filled, non-denominational church. Get water baptized by immersion, Holy Spirit baptized by those who have the baptism in the Holy Spirit, which will give you the power to walk the faith walk. Get into Christian community where they will teach you the Word of God. And I promise you, my friend, you will never again be the same
because the evidence that Jesus Christ is real is the proof of changed lives by the millions worldwide. God bless you, and God willing, talk to you next week.
This program was brought to you by the volunteers of the International Radio Ministry of Souls Harbor Covenant Church, Miami, Florida, USA. We desire that this broadcast become a spiritual nourishment and blessing to you. There's a lot of Christian entertainment and testimony activity on TV and radio worldwide, but there's a greater need for instruction in the Word and the ways of God. Our desire is to help fill that need. If this program has been a blessing to you and others, you may wish to become a contributor to this ministry as you feel led by the Holy Spirit. Your contribution in the form of an international money order or personal check stateside would be greatly appreciated to carry on God's work and to keep us on the air. If you can't afford to support us financially, please be our covenant partner through your prayer support. Pray that our mission will be carried out according to God's will as we carry out His command that our voice go into all the earth and our words to the end of the world. We pray that this program is a blessing to you and that you'll tell others about us. Burns' classic and timeless Bible teachings given over many years past are highly anointed and are now available on cassette tapes along with his books and other ministry materials that teach the believer to walk in the power of the Holy Spirit. We want to hear from you. Write us or send us a postcard with a clear return address requesting our catalog or making your comments. Our address is Walking in Power, P.O. Box 161322, Miami, Florida, USA 33176. Or for telephone orders using your credit card, call toll-free 1-888-273-WORD. That's 1-888-273-9673. Until next week, we remind you that the Bible tells us that there is no salvation apart from the Lord Jesus Christ, and that there is no other name under heaven by which we can be saved from our sins. If you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, and as a living person, willing and able to get involved in your life, shouldn't you? Invite Him into your heart today to be Lord and Savior, and receive Him by a trusting faith alone. If you want to know more about the necessity of being saved, write us. And remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. We hope you'll tune in next week at this same time as we bring you more of the Holy Spirit's timely Bible teachings through Bern Zumpano. Until then, God bless you and keep you in His love. Walking in Power is a production of United Ministries International.